soku izika atisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 15 Mabasa 2022 ngu-Praxedes Jeremiah. Endaweni zethu lamhlanje, ilengi lamakholwa esiKristu eZimbabwe yamanyana lamanye emhlabeni jikelele. Ukulandza ikhefu lePasika, eliqale lamhlanje, elihlangene lonyaka lelelanga likazibuse ele-Independence Day.
U-Independence wakamhlaka 18 April 1980. Akafani lo-Independence umhlaka 18 April 2022. Waka 1980 sasithabela ukuthi sithole uzibuse. Waka 2022 ukuzibuza silakho kodwa abantu abekho free, abantu abekho ekhaya, bayiziphepheli emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Uzulu weZimbabwe wamukela ngemizwa ehlukeneyo yomkhosi wokuthakazelela usuku lokunenza uzibuse. Olo-Independence Day lonyaka owenzelwa kobulawayo okwakuqala embalini yelizwe. Kweli viki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zokholo lwesiKristu uFinus Bebe ocula ekobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Inani labantu asebefele engozini yebhasi ebithwele amakholwa enkonzo yeZion Christian Church ZCC eyenzakale izolo ntambama emangweni weJopa eChipinge esigabeni seManicaland seliqanse laya kwabangamashumi amathathu lambili 32. Isikhulumeli samapholisa u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uthi le ngozi yenzakale abakhonza eZCC besiya emhlanganweni wokunanza ikhefu lePasika lapho ibhasi ekade bathwele isuke yaphuma emgwaqweni yayatshayeka edongeni kwahle kwafa abangamashumi amabili lathoba munemunye 29 kwalimala kakubi abangamashumi amane. Abathathu babo bafele emotweni ebibasa esibhedlela seChipinge District Hospital. U-Assistant Commissioner Nyathi uthi ukudingisisa kwamapholisa kuveza ukubana ibhasi yesikolweni eseCharles Lwanga Secondary School kade ithwele abantu okwedlulisa amalawulo. Iningi lamakholwa esiKristu eZimbabwe amanyana lamanye emhlabeni jikelele unanza ikhefu lePasika eliqale lamhlanje elihlangene lonyaka lelanga likazibuse ele-Independence Day. Mumvulo mhlaka 18 Mabasa. Amalungiselelo omkhosi walonyaka okunanza usuku lukazibuse owenzelwa enkundleni eye-Barberfields kobulawayo asefike esibangeni saphezulu. Kunjalo nje uZulu weZimbabwe wamukela ngemizwa ehlukeneyo umkhosi wokunanza usuku lukazibuse olwe-Independence Day lonyaka owenzelwa kobulawayo okwakuqala embalini yelizwe lokhe latholayo inkululo yiwo embusweni wabamhlophe ngomnyaka 1980. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokho kuza ngesikhathi leZimbabwe lilungiselela umbuthano wokunanza usuku lukazibuse mhlaka 18 Mabasa oza kwenzelwa kobulawayo lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa azabe ekhona. Ingcitshi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi inhlupho ezibhekane leZimbabwe ziveza ukuba loba nje ilizwe lathola uzibuse akuna zithelo zalokho uzibusa okungajabulelwa nguZulu waleli lizwe. Omunye walezi ngcwethi uMnumzana Nkosana Dlamini uthi loba nje eleZimbabwe lathola uzibuse imithetho eyayisetshenziswa nguhulumende wabahuquluzi benotho lokhu ikhona.
Mina mbone kulezi zathu ezigcweleyo ukuthi sithakazelele uzibuse ngoba uzananzelela into ezalelwa inzalo yasimpini kazibuse azikagcwaliseki. Azikagcwaliseki. Inzalo yaseZimbabwe yalwela amalungelo oluntu esethula nguhulumende wabalungu. Kodwa ungananzelela kwamanje, uhulumeni khona kwamanje uqhubeka ngezenzo ezazisenza amabhunu ngesikhathi sikaSmith. njalo ukuthi inzalo yaseZimbabwe kwamanje iningi yayo iyalamba
lokho usekele isikhulume sebandla lezapho umnumzana Msombuluko Ndlovu othi inkululeko eyalelwa nguZulu kayifezwanga
iqiniso andokumqoba abantu ukuthi iindependence ube uzibuse esithi silayo eZimbabwe samlwela thina njengezaphu kuhlanganisa ibutho lethu elezibra nje independence okwamhla ka 18 April 1980 akafani lo independence omhla ka 18 April 2022 sasithavela ukuthi sithole uzibuse ozayo ka 2022 uzasilakho kodwa abantu abekho free abantu abekho ekhaya bayiziphepheli emhlabeni wonke jikelele
uqhubeke sithi ibandla lakhe lizaqhubeka lwela inkululeko yelizwe qobo ukuze abantu baphile impilo engcono
ukuthi siyathaba sithabela uzibuse khona kusobala ukuthi abantu aba enjoy independence ngabantu abaseduzane lebandla elibusayo kumbe izihlobo labangani kumbe abantwana yibo abaziyo abakholisa abathaphuzayo uluju iningi leli labantu baseZimbabwe bephila bephila nzima so hayi ukuthi mhla ka 18 April 1980 thina lebutho lethu lezibra kodwa ukuthi saziphuma embizeni lamafutha atshisayo siwela phakathi komlilo
kumela sikhokela ibandla libusayo ugaja lwabatsha lweZanu-PF Youth League umnumzana Munache Mdudza
okhulu kwelezi ngoba lisikhumbuza lesibindi ngabasakhulayo ngesikhathi iZimbabwe isingakabi khona kusese iRhodesia bathe benakubelo kuzokuthathelwa kwemnyama abaqinisela inkululeko 18 April izifiso zomuntu omnyama wonke zafezeka
eZimbabwe lathola uzibuso
Ulezinye izizalwane zakwele South Africa ezithi abantu ngokuzayo bephila umthetho ngokudala amacala anjengokusela, ukuthengisa izidakamizwa lokunye okwenza bazondwe kakhulu nguZulu walelo lizwe. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Omunye wabasola okwenziwa ngabantu bokuza ngumnumzana Simthembile David Mphoseni ohlala eCape Town.
Abantu baseZimbabwe, Nigeria, Tanzania abasezanga ozowenza lani babezoyenza lapha eSouth Africa. Bayahlupha yonke into bayenze imesi eSouth Africa. Drugs yibona. Even ungabona nalapha eCape Town yibona abantu abathengisa i-drugs like a sweet. Ikona okuhluphayo i-drugs nalaba baba fake doctors, ama fake pastors, fake traditional healer yibona.
Umphosani uthi wethu zawenziwa ngabantu bokuza eCape Town lezinye indawo.
Amakhebula yibona abamesa yonke into lapha eSouth Africa. Imoto siyaphuma amaboda yibona. Akunabantu balapha eSouth Africa bathatha imoto bazweza iboda yibona. Ezinye bazilayisha ezitrucking nasezikhonteyineni yibona.
Umphosani uphinde wathi
abahloniphi kwanalengalo yomthetho lapha eSouth Africa. But if uphakwe Zimbabwe, bayayihlonipha ingalo yomthetho yaseZimbabwe. Even namaphoyisa aseZimbabwe bayawahlonipha. But for South Africa, you don't respect our laws and police.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngezinye njalo izizalwane zakwale South Africa. Kodwa abanye abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe bathi kulezizalwane zakwale South Africa ezikhangileyo. Umnumzana Ngqobani Shane Zondo ngomunye wabalombonolo.
Bana ma problem South Africa abangayaziyo ukuthi akhozwa ngubani uvuthi siyazi bayakhozwa iANC leya bayivotelayo iproblem uyibona bona bavotela iANC since 94 ibona iservice delivery elingatholiwe ngeANC necorruption yona yokumele nibe nibhekile nijongile le leke nama foreigner abathatha drugs abantu abenu asoma foreigner bayathengisela kwabona emishasilena kuna foreign ahlezi drug yinini nina.
Umnumzana Siyabonga Vundla uthi akumangalisi okukhulunywa izizalwane zakwale South Africa.
Ma unabantwana bakutshontshele ushukela unendlela wena ozodila nabo ngayo, kodwa ma kuzobuya kuzotshontsha umntakamakhelwane ushukela wakho iproblem leyo ngeke udile nabo ngokufana. So abantu be-South Africa mina ngeke ngibabhleme babethi abantu bangaphandle bayamosha vele bayamosha bona ngeke bazibhleme bona barayithi ma bebhleme abantu bangaphandle.
I-Operation Dudula inhlanganiso efuna abantu bokuza bexotshwe kwele South Africa isilabasekeli abaningi elizweni lonke jikelele loba izenzo zayo zithuthuzwa ngurhulumente lamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingoGibbs Dube.
Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela okwenzakala kwele South Africa udlakela olwenzakala kulelo lizwe abe South Africa behlasela abokuza besithi babathathela imisebenzi njalo badala amacala. Okwamanje bothi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
Elemelika lithi likhathazekile ngokufuthelana obuselizweni leSouth Sudan okugoqela ukulwisana okusanda ukwenzakala phakathi kweqembu leSouth Sudan People's Defence Forces leSudan People's Liberation Army Movement in Opposition ESPLM-10 esesigabeni se-Upper Nile. Umongameli Salva Kiir lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Riek Machar abake balwisana bayihluleka ukuthi sisebenze isivumelwano sokuthula esasayinwa ngomnyaka ka-2018 esokuqeda impi yomdeni yona esiqhubeke okweminyaka emihlanu. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende weMelika umnumzana Ned Price uthi amaqembu omabili la kufanele ahlolisise okufanele akwenze ngesivumelwano leso. ESPLM-10 yazise ukuthi isisuka kunhlanganiso yebona ngalesi sivumelwano ngenxa yokuhlaselwa kwendawo yayo ngelinye iqembu kungelasizathu. Umnumzana Price uthi ESPLM-10 kufanele icabangisise kutshanga lokho. Uqhubeke wathi abahlola ukuthi impilo ingaqedwa njani kufanele bedingisise ngodlakela olusanda ukuqhamuka njalo abalubangeleyo bajeziswe. Elemelika lithi umongameli Kiir lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Machar kufanele bebone ukuthi baqeda ukuthobelana njalo basungula inhlelo ezimqoka ezilokhe zingakasungulwa ezokuvuselela isivumelwano sokuletha ukuthula okugoqela amalungiselelo okuloba isisekelo esitsha sombuso, imithetho emisha yokuqhutshwa kokhetho, ukuhlonipha ilungelo lokuthi abantu bekhulume bekhululekile babe lobudlelwano ababufunayo labanye njalo bebuthane ngokuthula. izigaba lenhlanganiso ama Intergovernmental Authority on Development kufanele bephuthume behlise ukuthobelana phakathi kwabantu njalo besungule uhlelo lokuvuselela ukuthula. Amaqembu wonke kufanele avume ukwetheswa umlando ekubhidlikeni komumo okhona, kutsho uMnumzana Price. Umongameli Kerry lomsekeli wakhe uMnumzana Masha abazamanga ukuthi inhlamvu zesivumelwano ezintsha zisebenze, njalo bobabili bayinqaba imizamo yokuthi eleSouth Sudan libe lokuthula, livikeleke, njalo abantu balelo lizwe bephumelele futhi beqhubeke bezama ukukhuphula impilo zabo. Ilizwe leMelika lithi wonke amalunga eqembu le-Revitalized Transitional Government of National Unity kufanele athathe amanyathelo afaneleyo ukuze kubonakale ukuthi athembekile ebantwini beSouth Sudan, kusukela ekulandeleni lokwenza iziqondiso zesivumelwano sokuthula somnyaka ka-2018 zibe semthethweni.
Lolo-ke bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Ngezemidlalo, zithobelene inkunzi zomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu leHighlanders kanye leDynamos phambilini komdlalo wenkezo ye-Independence Trophy wona ozaqhutshelwa ngumvulo enkundleni yeBarber Fields koBulawayo. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu leDynamos yilo eliphakamise inkezo ye-Independence nyakenye ngemva kokunqoba ele-Highlanders ngethukanya, njalo umqeqeshi walo uThundira Indiraya uthi lalo nyaka bazaphinda umphehlo.
We are the holders, the current holders of the cup.
Yithi esiphetheyo linkezo, njalo sizimisele ukuba siyithathe sihambe layo koBulawayo, kodwa siphinde siphenduke layo esikolweni ngolwesibili ngemva kokuba sesinqobe ngomvulo. Umdlalo esingasoke siwuthathe kalula lowo.
Nakwelinye icele, ukapteni weqembu leHighlanders uAriel Spanda yena uthi inkezo izahlehisana le edolobheni lakoBulawayo.
Sizazama sibinye ngamandla ethu wonke sikuthi sibe sikhaphi labeBulawayo, njengoba ivele iseBulawayo khona lapho thingasuli siyangayo. Esingakhohlwa ukuthi lapha sizocelebrate iZimbabwe yethu, wonke umuntu vele ebuye. Singathi amasupporta ayilenda kuphela, but wonke umuntu ebuye ezobukela ibhora sizokholisa sibabeke.
USibanda kanye lemvimbi yeqembu leHighlanders uPeter Mduwa kabadlalanga kuhle nyakenye komncintiswano ofanayo, kodwa uMduwa uthi lo nyaka bazabopha ziqine.
Abona umuntu ufudla weDynamos and the community kukhangele inti kakhulu isithembile kuzoDynamos ngatonzinga ukuthi sizadliwa.
Iqembu leHighlanders alidlalanga kuhle emdlalweni walo weligi eliwudlale ngempela viki yedluleyo, lapho umdlali oqhuba kuhle kulezi nsuku unqoba izitha masuku angazange adlale khona ngoba elimele. Lo mdlali uthi usengadlala ngomvulo.
Hayi, ngani kuyathembisa umfokazi kodwa hayi, ngani kuyathembisa ukuthi uyabe khona uzadlala naye ngokuzikhandla ukuthi iqembu leHighlanders inqobe iqembu leDynamos.
Iqembu elizanqoba ngomvulo kubikwa lizathola inkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu zamadola aseMelika, kuthi lelo elizanqotshwa lizathola inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu zamadola aseMelika. Amaqembu lawa azangena kumdlalo wangomvulo ngesikhathi kulo mehluko omkhulu ekudlaleni kwawo kumidlalo yeligi, njengoba eleDynamos bikelwe lihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ngemva kwemidlalo elitshumi lanye, kuthi eleHighlanders lona lihlezi endaweni yetshumi. Ngiyimele Studio 7 koBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, 7 to 14.
Kuli viki kuwoza Friday, njengoba amakholwa esiKristu emhlabeni jikelele inanza ikhefu elePasika. Limpela viki sicabange ukulethulela umculo wengoma zokholo lwesiKristu uFinus Bebe, yena-ke ocula ekoBulawayo njalo engumfundisi welinye lamabandla esiKristu akulelo dolobho. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Wanda.
Sinanza usuku lapha indodana kaThixo uJesu Kristu yabethelwa esiphambanweni efela izono zethu. Isho njalo iBhayibheli. Ufundisi akesizwe imbali yakho.
Zalwe ngakhulela eMadotsheni lapha kwaNtunjambila, ngafunda eLukati Primary School, ngazofunda eMbuyazwe Primary School, ngayafunda njalo eBhaja Secondary.
Umfundisi udala ongena kwezomculo.
Angiqale ukuhlabelela ngisesikolo ngo-grade 4, ngilokuyigroup kwami njengokuncane. Ngazohlabela nomalumami u-Andrew Maphosa owayehamba neMabhodo Brothers. Ndawonye lo Obadiah Mathulani. Ngaze ngangena ke estudio ngo-2013 lapho engiqale khona ukusebenzela estudio, ngisebenza lo Pesi uJust Pesi Studios.
Ubebe bethanda abaculi abaningi abebamenza wangena kwezomculo.
Ngamajaha eMvube kanye no-Albert Nyati akade befika esikolo sethu eLukazi Primary bezohlabelela nje. Kwaya nje ngoba kube kusemulini. Ngahlabela labemuli ngaze ngaya ngasindiswa ngaqala-ke ukuhlabela ingoma zomculo wevangeli. Aqhubeka-ke ngithumayela ivangeli ngingumfundisi under ibandla le End of Age Christian Life Ministries. Abaqaphele indlela abaphila ngayo, baqaphele izinto futhi abazenzayo besasemhlabeni, ngoba kuzophela kuzofika isikhathi lapho kuzomela babhekane nalezo zinto akade bazenza, baphendule njalo phambi kukaThixo ukuthi benzeni ngale impilo uNkulunkulu abethembe ngayo. Izingoma zami abantu bangathola ama-CDs estudio okuthiwa yiVelocity Records lapho engisebenzela khona.
Bese uhlelo wonza the Friday sithakazelela ikhefu lephasika silophasta final pepe libele khefu elingenangozi uNkulunkulu alibusise igama lamuke ezwe Jesus bana.
Bye.
Iningi lamakholwa esiKristu eZimbabwe amanye nelamanye emhlabeni jikelele unanza ikhefu lePasika eliqale lamhlanje elihlangene lonyaka lelanga likazibuse ele Independence Day. Uzulu weZimbabwe wamukele ngemizwa ehlukene yomkhosi wokuthakazelela usuku lokunanza uzibuse welizwe ole Independence Day lonyaka owenzelwa koBulawayo okwakuqala embalini yelizwe. Kuli viki uhlelo Woza Friday besi lomculi wengoma zokholo lwesiKristu uFinos Bebe ocula eKoBulawayo. Siligqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje oluvalelisayo uProphetess Jeremiah City pela sonto elithuyela njalo lePasika elihle.